Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of
Oligarchy by Scarlett Thomas, read for you by the author. She starts 2 weeks into term on the wrong day when everyone else in her class has been at the school for 4 years. Her plane lands on a rainy evening, and while other people close their eyes during the turbulence, she presses her face to the small window and sees London. London. Its smeared varicose veins below pulse with moneyed fluorescence. She is not afraid of turbulence, because her father would never let anything happen to her, because he understands the fluorescence, and he is almighty. In the car that takes her to King's Cross, the driver, a shriveled man with a baseball cap and a deep voice, starts talking. They're in some kind of underpass which looks as if it might go on forever and then doesn't. None of the vehicles are moving. It's all so clogged, atherosclerotic. A heart attack waiting to happen. Yeah, I got a zombie slayer, he says, slow and sonorous. It's a large knife, like a machete with a serrated edge. I got it with me now if you want to see it. Some fight or flight hormone, whatever you call it in English, the thing that makes you fat if you don't act on it, begins to burn in her, but then goes out like a match fizzing in the rain. He can't really just have said that. But perhaps dying on a slick dark night in London would be interesting, efficient. And she would not have to lose her virginity, or learn how to use eyelash curlers, or ever go home. Still, she tilts forward a little in her seat, manages to swirl up a few more hormones. At the next red light, she could. But I need you to know that I don't want to kill anyone. That's not why I carry a knife. But of course, a lot of people who don't mean to kill actually do, because once you've got a knife, you can't help it, and. Yes, she could probably jump out. These doors are locked, right? But only so people outside can't get in. She could leave anytime she wanted, like in that film. But what about her massive suitcase? This road has no obvious pavement. How would she climb over the barrier? Is this how people actually die, worrying about silly details? You need to understand that of all the young people caught up in this lifestyle, 90% are coming from fatherless households. What? Okay, right. It's not her cab driver talking, it's the radio. A call-in program about knife crime in the city. One of the reasons her mother did not want her to come here. The useless chemicals in her body swirl like flower petals and then sink into the mysterious darkness of her insides, along with the Diet Coke she had on the plane, and the half lemon, and the one vegan salted caramel chocolate that she hates herself for right now, even though she threw the rest of the box away.